Peter Ferreira on with me. And he's a surrogate for Ted Cruz, among other things. He's a very busy, busy, busy man. Good morning, Peter. How are you?
It's Ferry.
Hey, Ferry. I'm sorry, Ferry Hamzy.
But I Ferry knew Ted Cruz and I met him, and he's a nice guy. He went to Princeton.
Yeah, Ferry. He's
in Washington, but I told him to exit at the airport.
Have you ever seen his fiance?
Fiance is married. Ted Cruz is married.
No, I was talking about Peter Ferrer. But anyway, yeah, I met Ted Cruz. Met Ted Cruz a number of times. He's an interesting guy. But hey, Ferry, the Obama administration is doing a number of things here lately to stop companies from merging, and they're doing a hatchet job on the tax code this time around. And
yeah, big kind of they gave a little bit too. I wonder why, but they're doing an inversion that was the market did not take it well at all. It was very, the reaction was very swift. So, I also killed one big deal.
What, the Allergan-Pfizer deal?
Yes, yeah, it basically killed because last night Pfizer pulled out, by the way.
Yeah, they did pull out, but I'm glad that happened because, these mergers, like the merger with Home Depot and Office Depot and Office, I think it's Office Max.
Don't know,
but okay. it's a merger.
Maybe Staples.
No, it wasn't Staples. It was another one. It was but anyway, two of these big office supply company firms were going to merge, and
right.
I think that's a bad thing. It's a bad thing for competition. And, when I could go to Office Max and Office Depot and play them against each other for large buys.
Right.
And when you merge these things together, and they did a study about 10 years ago, and they said it wouldn't be good. And so
I could imagine that. Yeah, I think in most situations, may not be exactly antitrust, but close to it. It has the same effects. And they also fire a bunch of people because of the overlap of indirect duties.
Yeah,
duplicity.
Yeah, duplicity in workplace. So you, instead of having two vice presidents, you only need one vice president of sales and marketing.
Well, especially in indirect areas, like accounting and sales. When it comes to production, you have all variable costs. You don't have indirect costs, so there's not much to cut. It's the indirect costs that you get a chance to take your red pen to. At least that's what we used to do at Northrop. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thought, I don't know if you had a chance to read Wall Street Journal this morning. I know you're getting ready for the markets to open.
Actually, last night I had a technical issue that caused me a bad trade. By the time I reversed it, was 3 in the morning. So I said, I'm not going to miss Commander's show. So this morning I'm on full coffee and not enough news. But I mean, I read things until 3 a.m. last night. I haven't read anything since then.
Okay. So I hope you got your technical glitch fixed.
Yes, it was. It was a mistake. I did a boo-boo. I was aggressive. I flew an F-14 at the edge of the envelope. You should travel back a little bit. I installed a software that was not a full release candidate. It was semi-beta, semi-ready. That was the cause. So I traveled back one version now, all is well. And it was actually founded late last night. It's just that I had to reverse the effect of a trade on two of my accounts. It took a while, and the market was not cooperating. Market ran against me. So I'm stubborn. I don't give up. And just like Patton, that's not part of my vocabulary. So I sat there, trying to get back. And by 3, gave back, and I said, I'm happy, went to sleep. I had a call this morning that woke me up, and I said, I got to get ready for Charles Butler show. By the way, Commander, we're putting you on our blog now. We're getting a lot of hits just off the blog.
Okay.
And we're showcasing each segment, each audio.
Good.
We're doing it for you, for Benzinga, with the Stocks and Jocks, and response to all of them are very good because of the, you know, the, some of the programs are a little bit too
give
long.
Us the, give us the URL.
HamsAnalytics.net. On the day of the show, 12 p.m. So, like, today's program will be posted, you know, if it's available, usually it's, if I get a chance to spice it quick, at noon today. HamsAnalytics.net.
Okay, HamsAnalytics.net. Folks, you hear right. That. Hamsie, and spell it, H-A-M-Z-E-I, analytics.net.
Yes, sir.
That should be fun. Hey, let me ask you this. How's the weather down there?
The weather is, let's see. It's in the high 60s or mid 60s. It's very pleasant. It's like almost perfect fall day in Chicago. It's not too warm, not too cold. Dew point is low, so you have a very nice breeze. I got a lawn chair the other day just for the lake in the backyard. My backyard has a lake. And took the launcher down there, and I took my Voyager, the new Kindle, sat there, read about Steve Jobs, and forgot about the markets and ISIL and Obama and Trump and Cruz, and forgot about everything, including, I couldn't forget about Clinton. That's a different problem.
Why couldn't you forget about Clinton?
Nothing she says is true. She's a pathological liar. I mean, everything she says is made up. There's other purpose. I mean, the whole purpose, I think, is the Clinton PNL. That's it. Including the foundation. They all work with their PNL. This couple were bankrupt at 2000 with a $4 million negative deficit. According to their own book, their own statements, their own stipulations. And now they show $150 million. How do you do the math?
Well, you know.
And then they want to relate to average person out there? Are you kidding me?
No. Hillary flies around in a Gulfstream 10.
Wow. Nice. That must be nice. I didn't know they have a 10 out by now. Gee, I got to go to Amazon, see if there's one for sale or not. Gulfstream 10?
I think that's what they travel around in. I remember reading an article about Clinton and how, you know, she has to have this large Gulfstream to fly around. Because, you know, you never see her plane. You never see
that's
her
true.
Plane. You know, you know.
Well,
Trump
you mean
had,
well, after what do you call it? After she left the State Department. You know, Kerry has his.
Yeah, I'm looking at a deal here, and it says. Hillary Clinton speech requirements, private jet, presidential suites, lots of cash, and in all fairness, Hillary and a Gulfstream 450 or bigger is required for her to fly. Now, Bill Clinton, he flies in a Gulfstream 10, and so does Hillary.
Yeah, good for them. Well, all I know is that...
Oh, I'm sorry. Gulfstream 5. 5, I'm reading this wrong. 5.
Yeah, okay. Hey, here's my point. They got a, I think, 650. Apple board got Steve Jobs a 650 of his own. At that time, I think that was the latest model. And that's because, Jobs did. He changed the music world. And he changed the smartphone world. And he added something close to $600 billion. To market cap of Apple, because when he went in there, the company had 6 weeks of cash. Okay? And it took him 3 years to change it around, and then it took off. But maybe more than that, actually 4 years to turn around. But that's Steve Jobs. I just agree on one thing. If anything, I agree with Bernie Sanders. I have a friend called Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders is a lawyer. Bernie Sanders is that... those must be one awful, awesome, great speeches that you get paid $225,000. Look, the best speech I got paid for at Commander was $11,000 for 45 minutes. And that was about option theory and show people how to fish. You know, how to, not fish for them, but show them how to fish. And some of my best strategies. I got paid $11,000 for $45,000. She must be talking something to a finance crowd, by the way, to a finance and trading crowd. She must be really, really, really understand option theory to give a talk that would, to the Goldman Sachs crowd, one of the best traders in the world, pay her $225,000 per hour. I'd like to hear that speech. I want to learn more about options from Hillary.
Amazing.
I mean, these guys hardly pay anything for their speeches. Are you kidding me? They have only what they want. So something else is going on here. That's one thing I agree with Bernie Sanders. We shall see.
Yeah, we'll see.
What's your feeling about what's going on with Trump right now?
I think
a little bit of a noise around him now.
Well, I think that Trump's going to have to mount a ground game. One of his problems is, in my opinion, is that he hasn't mounted a real ground game and got the troops out on the ground. And Ted Cruz did that. He got the troops out on the ground. The other thing that he's going to have to do, he should have rolled Melania out earlier. And when he makes these comments about women, he can't let the media pigeonhole him like all these comments is what he thinks of all women. And that's what they try to do. They go, well, he called Rosie O'Donnell fat, so he thinks all women are fat and ugly pigs.
Well, no. Rosie is fat.
And ugly. So
yeah, true.
And also
gay. So.
Yeah, I can deal with the gay. I just can't deal with her nasty disposition. I mean, I saw her at O'Hara Airport, and she was a raving lunatic. But
that's Hollywood for you.
It was no. I was observing. You know, but she did.
I know. What I'm saying is that, but that's how they get attention. You know, because there's so many go there, so many aspiring types, and to get to the top, they'll do all kinds of stuff that none of us would touch with a 10-foot pole. So
yeah. But she. But I think that Donald allows himself to be pigeonholed a lot of times because he doesn't come out and say, well, no, I wasn't talking about all women. I was talking about Michelle Fields. You know, I wasn't talking about. My wife or my daughter or the people who work for me. And I think that he has to make that clear, Ferry. And so I'm glad you asked that question because I think that, the Donald has to get a ground game out. But look, we need to take a quick break and we'll come right back with Mr. Fari Hamzy. So stay tuned.
Hi, this is Charles Butler. Are you tired of the healthcare traffic jam? Well, I am. Today, Americans face high premiums and higher deductibles before the insurance company pays a plug nickel towards their medical bills. Break free of the Obamacare debacle and take control of your healthcare needs. Join the Liberty HealthShare movement. Liberty HealthShare is showing Americans an efficient way to share their healthcare costs. Liberty HealthShare is exempt from the Obamacare Act. You choose your own doctor, your own hospital, and live out your values in healthcare. Join the movement today. Let's change healthcare for good. Go to my website at libertyhealthshare.org/Charles Butler. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Charles Butler. Or call us at 888-622-3511. That's 888-622-3511. And ask to speak to a Liberty Share expert. We're waiting to show you how to take control of your healthcare needs today.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
December 7, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Okay, welcome back. Welcome back. We're here with my good friend Fiery Hamzy, founder of HamzyAnalytics.net. And Hamzy, he's the top trader in the country, not the world, according to Traders Magazine. Hey, welcome back, Fiery. You know, and thank you for asking what I thought about Trump. Appreciate that because
yes, sir.
I think that Donald Trump needs to mount a ground game one, needs to stop letting people pigeonhole him and speaking for him, too, and trying to place labels on him. And I think he's done a poor job of getting out people like his wife, Melania, and, of course, his daughter had a baby. She's back on her feet. But he needs to roll out, I think, more women surrogates. And he needs to get back on message. He needs to start talking about immigration. He needs to talk about trade. He needs to talk about, you know, yesterday he did an article in the Washington Post talking about how he would build the wall, because people say he can't build the wall. He can certainly build the wall through trade. You know, I sent a note to the campaign about remittances. You know, Mexico's the remittances to Mexico is about 30 from the U.S. is $30 billion a year, according to the U.S. World Bank. Now, $30 billion a year. You know what? You know where that comes on Mexico's GDP, Fari? It's the number two item behind Premex. Premex is number one. Remittances from the U.S. is number two. And,
and they can't send the money over. They won't come here.
Right.
What's the point? Yeah. These guys, they work through, they go through a lot of stuff.
Yeah. We send over $128 billion a year that we can track it leaves this country in remittances. So that means that that money is not circulating in the economy. So with every dollar that's made in America has a value of seven attached to it. So we have almost $1 trillion that's not circulating in the economy. And people say, we can't have, why don't we have a recovery? We've never had an economy like this where we recover. That's because we have all of these illegals who are sending money out. Well, not even illegals, but people who are sending money out of the country in the form of remittances.
Right. No, I agree. The other thing he needs to do, in my opinion, also, get out of the mud and talk about policy. It's crucial.
Right.
You're in that stage now in the campaign.
Right.
Where you got to be not just on message, but you got to choose the message.
Right.
The message, in my opinion, I've been here since 1971, so I've seen from Nixon's second term on in person here. I lived a good portion of it in Washington. You got to talk about policy and talk about why you deserve to be the leader. Now, one issue he said is impossible, and that's he got to pay the debt in 8 years. All you have to do is do the math. That one, I'd like to see how he's going to do that.
Right.
Mission impossible for us to have an economy big enough that from the tax receipts we would have an excess of $19 trillion in 8 years. I don't see that happening math-wise. I think I understand the economy. I think I understand the market. I mean, it would be a miracle. But so he needs to expand upon that and talk about how that miracle is going to create that miracle. That when he makes a comment like that, then he gets a barrage of pundits, TV, blogs. It just goes nuts and nuts and nuts. So I think I can see the wall can be built. I agree with that. Yes, remittances could be controlled. What he said about the paying the debt in 8 years, you know, I don't know. I mean, and you know what? Cruz picked up on that.
Mm-hmm.
Cruz kept on hitting it. And he, my joke about that was, here's the difference between Princeton education versus Wharton, second tier Ivy League school. You know, well, how can you, where's the math? Oh, maybe he's going to listen to an SAC guy. Who's that? TB Cohen, who got caught for insider trading. Yeah, that's another Wharton grad. I mean, come on. You got to make sense. You got to show the math. You got to show the logic. Where we are, look, we're doing 1% growth right now. To do $19 trillion, your growth has to be bigger than China. The problem is, you know, over 7, 8%. Compounded. And here's the problem. We're much bigger than China.
Yeah.
Law of large numbers. Yeah. As you know it better than I do. As you grow the top line, that when the top line is that big, tougher and tougher to go higher. Just like Apple. Why is Apple having a problem? Because they're so dominant. They're so big.
Right.
Growth from this point on naturally slows down.
Right. So, that's the rub that I have, because people act like, you know, that growth is infinite and eternal. It's not. Growth is finite in a capitalist system. Anyway, at a certain point. But look, Fari, thank you for being with us as usual. You did a great job. Appreciate you. Appreciate your insight.
And, my honor, always.
We'll get you back next week, sir.
Thank you.
All right, Mr. Fari
Hamzy.
Okay, you too. Mr. Fari Hamzy, Hamzy Analytics. Peter Ferreira will be with us.